And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Modern medicine is rapidly advancing thanks to research, but Western medicine's focus on specific treatments may not improve the overall health of the patient. Main Street's Ashley Thornburg met two young women working to change that. She took in a unique fundraiser for Sanford Hospital's Roger Maris Cancer Center.
This is what you expect to hear in a normal yoga class.
Make your way back to neutral. Grab a hold of your knees or your shins. Inhale as you reach your chest forward. Turn your gaze up. Exhale as you round back the other way.
A soft-spoken instructor speaking over even softer music, guiding you through poses and breathing.
It's not about the kind of workout you're getting, the kind of stretch you're getting. It's about the breath.
But this is not a normal yoga class.
Yeah, if you have paint there and you want to stop to move some paint around, you go for it.
I like it.
It's called painted yoga. It's exactly what it sounds like.
All right, and then sit back to a child's pose. Go ahead and sit back to a child's pose.
People take yoga so seriously, just like I think they take art or writing or whatever it is. They take it so seriously, and hopefully this class will show you can get dirty, you can fall over.
Students are upward and downward dogging their way through class just like normal. But in this case, half of each mat is covered with paper and paint.
You have to engage in different ways because you'll slip on the paint. And, you know, it's just a very different practice. But hopefully it'll show people that you can step away from the norm and do something different and fun and still be very mindful about how you're doing it and what you're doing in your life.
Painted yoga is the brainchild of Andrea Creechy Parody, who's leading the class, and Mikhail Joy Johnson, an artist. Trying to make exercise fun is nothing new.
Shift your weight over into the other foot.
But this class has yet another layer. It's a fundraiser for people like 26-year-old Megan McManus.
I had a very invasive surgery. They had to go in and take out a large chunk of my neck muscle and majority of my lymph nodes on my left side. I had 19 staples in my neck. Thankfully, everything came back and they had removed everything. But it is a constant reminder.
A reminder of news she got at just 15 years old.
I had melanoma, stage 3 malignant melanoma.
She managed to keep an almost relentlessly positive attitude.
I just see myself as a strong, independent woman, but I am lucky that I did survive.
Megan and her attitude didn't get much of a break after treatment before there was more bad news.
When I finished treatment, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Megan and her dad both got treated at Sanford Hospital's Roger Maris Cancer Center. That's why she went to the Painted Yoga fundraiser.
Top-notch care. I felt like I was the only patient. They just became family to us.
Andrea and Mikhail work for the Cancer Center. Andrea is an integrated care educator.
I'm a Reiki master, yoga teacher, meditation teacher. I'm a life coach. I'm an Ayurvedic yoga specialist. I love talking to people. I love hearing their stories.
Mikhail is an art specialist.
Most of my artwork involve people. It's always like people's emotions and experiences that get me really thinking of how can I create something that impacts somebody else.
Both of these titles are fancy ways to say they work on the healing and wellness end of cancer care.
One of my favorite projects to do with patients, especially patients that are not feeling very well at that moment, I like to take a blank canvas, give them some acrylic paint and just their hands as a brush, and let them do adult finger painting, basically. It's funny because just watching how someone who you can tell that they're just in a lot of pain, you can tell that they have a lot of anxiety, you just see them kind of like forget all of that and melt away as they're working, and they start smiling and they start laughing and they start talking about their life and the things that they enjoy, and it's like all of a sudden all the struggle that they're dealing with doesn't really matter in that moment.
And just with your next exhale, just let those expectations go.
Andrea and Mikhail have different approaches informed by different experiences. Andrea's yoga career started from a place of pain.
I was studying abroad in London, and I was overweight and depressed and very, very, very homesick. and I knew exercise, you know, endorphins, but I didn't pack tennis shoes to study abroad in London. Why would I do that? So I heard about this yoga thing where you don't have to wear shoes. Got through about half of the class and fell sweaty on the floor and fast forwarded to the end and they were laying down on the floor and I was like, I can do that. So I started that. It was Shavasana. Changed my life. I knew from that moment that I had to practice yoga for the rest of my life and I had to teach it to others.
For artist Mikhail, it's about spreading joy.
Oftentimes artwork never feels finished, but there are times that I do finish a piece and I just kind of look at it and I usually giggle like if I finish it and I'm just very happy with it. Obviously, you can't compare it to creating a child, but sometimes I feel like when I create something that I'm fully satisfied with, it's like something has come into the world that wasn't there before.
If you don't have paint, I want you to just stay where you are.
No surprise here, insurance doesn't cover things like yoga or art therapy. Andrea's and Mikhail's services are free in part because of fundraisers like the painted yoga class.
The paint was interesting.
Fundraisers that Megan is all too happy to support.
My painting, very messy and chaotic, but still turned out really beautiful, I think. Seems very current to what's happening in life all the time.
For Main Streets, I'm Ashley Thornburg.
Painted yoga raised about $1,200. Mikhail runs the Healing Arts Program at Sanford and is planning more fundraisers for the future. You can check out the Sanford Health Cancer Survivorship Facebook page for more details.